I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In most states, people pay a higher price for electricity now than they did 5 or 10 years ago. Some people blame renewable energy. Others blame fossil fuels. But research from the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory shows the reality is more complex.
One of the factors that is driving rates up across most parts of the U.S. is the increase in the cost of the distribution system, that final leg of the journey to bring the electricity into your home.
Ryan Ledick is with the Brattle Group, which partnered on the analysis. He says many utilities have had to update or replace power lines, poles, and substations.
Parts of the grid now are 80 years old, and in order to continue to provide reliable service to customers, you need to replace and upgrade that equipment.
As climate change intensifies wildfires and storms, utilities also face growing costs to restore power after disasters. And in some states, utilities now spend a lot to prepare for disasters. For example, burying power lines and installing more durable equipment. So the study finds that on average, rising electricity prices have more to do with the cost of reliably getting electricity where it needs to go than with generating it. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
For this episode, we're going to be covering the cigars from Fortaleza Libre. You probably know their iconic logo with the bull and the red circle. Robert is tasked with pronouncing all the big words in this episode as the newbie.
Banned once again.
Plus, he's going to go over the lineup we're going to review today.
All right, Fortaleza Libre. Their cigars were the Avalanche, Sun Country, Midnight Bender, Bushwhacker, Intimidador, and Segundo Viendo.
Oh, Segundo Viendo. Fancy for the sun must come up.
Second chance.
Yeah, well, that's what I said.
The construction on all these cigars was amazing.
Yeah.
I never had an issue with construction, burn. They were perfect. So whoever's rolling these cigars is doing a fantastic job.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to the Smokes episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. I nailed that the first time.
How about that?
That's right. Host intro, what do you got? What's up, Mike? Back on the ones and twos in place of good old boy Benjamin?
Well, I'm just here channeling my inner, you know, Robertson County life here.
You add some heft to that, right. Boys. Good old boy Ridge.
How do, everybody?
Are you thawed out now?
Yeah, I am, actually. Yeah,
after Icepocalypse.
That's right.
And good old boy Robert, who has herfed with us countless times and moved into the mic for this episode.
Hoping to get all my words right today.
Yeah, you won't, but it's okay.
You say Fritos correctly?
That's Frito. Right.
Fritos. Our smoke segments are about cigars and, well, anything that's smoked. For this episode, we're going to be covering the cigars from Fortaleza Libre. You probably know their iconic logo with the bull and the red circle. Robert is tasked with pronouncing all the big words in this episode as the newbie.
Banned once again.
Plus, he's going to go over the lineup we're going to review today.
All right. Fortaleza Libre. Their cigars were the Avalanche, Sun Country, Midnight Bender, Bushwhacker, Intimidador, and Segundo Viendo.
Oh, Segundo Viendo. Fancy for the sun must come up.
Second chance.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. Yeah, all right, well, good old boy Mike, you want to go over the ratings?
We're going to go over these cigars and then have our most valued opinions. And then give our most valued opinions.
And they are valued.
And we'll be rating these cigars on Sip, Suds, & Smokes using our 1 to 5 ratings, 5 being the best, plus our signature sounds. Here is one of those examples now, which is number 3. I would smoke this again.
So let me ask you on the value of our information that we give out. Is that like we follow the XRP standard with that?
It follows the same dartboard methodology that you follow for all of your key decision-making skills. Oh, man.
That means it's very valuable.
Yes.
Because my whole dartboard's hundreds.
Are you right-handed and throw with your left?
Well, I actually throw with my feet.
That would explain an awful lot.
Yeah.
I'm just... There's some moment about this that is just visually impairing.
Yeah, well, just wait. You'll see it later because I got a decision to make later.
There you go.
Hey, Rich, talk to these newbies.
Well, if you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered on our Cigar 101 episodes where all of this cigar speak will be decoded. Just search for Sip Suds Cigars 101 and that episode called Smell My Foot
should pop
right up, or follow the links in our show notes.
All right. Yep. Well, good old boy, Mike.
Well, we had a chance to smoke all these cigars in advance, and most of us are going off the notes we recorded at the time. Some of us will be using the Barger dartboard methodology, where we might recall some of that information and proportional to the dosage flowing through our system at that particular moment.
We're rocking at about 10 milligrams.
All right.
Yeah, just a nice even keel here today.
Which button requires that?
I wish to register a complaint.
Probably, so there you go.
Robert, you got a little bit of background on him?
Right, I get to read the background for Fortaleza Libre.
Oh, wait, we have background music here.
Oh, background music.
Oh, background music.
I get to read the background for Fortaleza Libre. I can handle big words, I think, and not like Canadians. I know your first inclination is yet another product from Santiago, and yet it's not. Tamboril in the Dominican Republic region hosts some of the finest cigar factories in the world, built around the fields and have... Built around the fields that have grown tobacco for generations. Farming is a science founded on love of the land, and there's nowhere more evident than the fields of Tamboril. It's the home of some of the iconic brands in the DR, like El Artista, Tabacarillo, Palencia, and La Palma.
Tabacalera Plasencia.
Tabacalera Plasencia. Well, I added a comma.
English is hard.
It can be. You won't find a Chagui Primavano outside of the DR, we wish.
I would have butchered that too.
It is Chagui, though. In 2017, Fortaleza Libre selected El Hoyito in the Dominican Republic, a tributary to the brands that made all... I can't even read that. Tributary is another brand made... We're going to do that a bit again.
At its factory. We're going to do it again?
Yeah.
Negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full, so onward we go. The fact that you got 92% of those words correct is scoring you way above average.
That's right. Our average for this whole podcast is just
the fact that you got Chagui, almost out of your mouth without injuring yourself was a good step in the right direction.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's just jump right into this. Rich, take us away with the Avalanche.
I'm going to make Robert look good here.
That's sad.
So, the Avalanche was the...
Hang on a second. Pass me the duct tape.
Yeah. So this was the 8th blend Fortaleza Libre released. You might think we would go in order, of when the product was released, or alphabetically, or maybe the phase of the moon. But remember, we are using the Barger-Dartmoor methodology.
That's right.
It uses an Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper over Dominican binder and fillers from the DR, obviously. The company says it took 18 months to develop this blend, which it describes as mild in both body and strength. It is made at the Tabacalero El Hoyita in Tamboril, Dominican Republic. The slight pepper from the wrapper highlights the beauty of the Dominican filler and binder, taking you places you would not expect from your grandfather's Connecticut.
Well, I didn't find Grandpa. His ashes were in this one.
I don't know.
But I definitely didn't find Grandpa in this.
Which
color was this label?
This was the white label.
The white?
The white label. Yeah.
See, I smoked that for breakfast this morning.
Did you?
A little bit of it.
Yeah. You know.
Do you use your right hand or your left hand?
I use my right hand this time. I just have here's what I think about this guy here.
What flavor lube did you go for this morning?
So, we're going to touch on this a little later. You know, newer companies putting out cigars, it's hard to get it right every time, right?
Mm.
They didn't get it right with this one.
No.
I don't like this Connecticut. It's just me. It was too dirty. It was like too much must. It didn't have that, like, Connecticut mouth feel that you want. You know, it was like smoking dry dirt.
Yeah, you got a lot more out of it than I did. I found it very bland. Yeah. It was very mild. Positive, I mean, the construction was okay.
Yeah.
I think his construction, his rollers, his blenders, they got good construction.
I will say, I didn't have any construction issue.
Did not have a burn issue with it. But I just did not find it very, you know. Especially for Connecticut.
Robert, what did you think?
I kind of found it unmemorable.
Yeah.
I even paired it with a coffee. I thought that would go great. And it wasn't bad.
Somehow, I don't think that was the word they were looking for in the marketing meeting.
No.
Let's go for unmemorable.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just, your grandpa's Connecticut.
Throw yes, it out there. That's correct.
Yeah. Well, they nailed it with that one. What are we thinking here? We'll give it a 2.
Yep.
Now, again, starting a company is hard. They're 2017, and they've had some ups and downs themselves, right?
Yeah, Robert, they've had some struggles.
Yeah, we've had some struggles name-wise and had to rebrand a couple times, and we'll talk about that later, too. But all in all, we'll be back shortly.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, welcome back from those commercials. Buy whatever they're asking you to buy, because I'm sure it's important.
Yeah, just spend all your money on it.
We just went over the Avalanche. We gave it the Sip Suds rating of 2. And we just realized that Rich brought his reading glasses today.
Oh, man. It's a different world.
Grandpa's got his readers.
Grandpa's
all right, well,
got his readers.
Let's go, Mike. Tell us about the Sun Country.
So, the Sun Country is handmade in the Dominican Republic at Tabacalera El Hoyita. These cigars can incorporate well-aged Dominican Pilato, Cubano, y Ligero, or the double, filler and binder with aged Mexican San Andreas wrapper leaf blended into the filler for a little something, something, something special.
Yeah.
This full body core is then wrapped in a creamy Ecuadorian shade wrapper, kind of like a chicha on the side of the roll, to create a balance of flavors that has been experienced as no words can truly capture what we have done here.
Well, we're going to try.
Well, I wrote a couple words down.
It's unmemorable. So,
named
after a badass bull.
Yeah.
Wait a second. I got it.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. There we are.
Sorry, that was the chili.
Called Sun Country Will Definitely Brighten Your Day.
Now, I do want to mention a cool aspect, though.
Yeah.
All of these names of the cigars that he uses are famous bulls that have been ridden by people. And now let me tell you about them. So really, when
that's
you were reading...
That's kind of the sound that I made while I was enjoying your Sun Country, by the way.
I really, when you were starting to read that part about the Tabacalera, I read that in like a Japanese voice. It was like,
oh, cool.
Hoito.
Oh, hoito.
Hoito. I was like, I don't remember Japan ever making cigarettes. But anyway,
well, I
digress.
Japanese and Spanish accents, you know, yeah, commingling
they're
in my head.
For sure.
The same time.
Especially in Robertson County.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So what'd you think about the Sun Country, Robert?
So this, I've had the Sun Country before when it first came out. I really liked it back then. I thought it was a very unique Connecticut. This time around, I don't know if my taste buds are changing. It's a little bit less.
Well, you're getting older.
Body. I am. Taste buds are dying. And, I mean, it was still enjoyable. But I
wait
mean,
a second. Are you saying at my advanced age they're just dead? Is that what you're saying, yes, here, Robert?
Yes. You have no taste buds at this
have
point.
Have you listened really? To your opinions?
Oh my gosh.
Needs more pepper and
no,
salt.
No yeah. more chili for you.
I actually enjoyed this cigar.
So I didn't hate this cigar. I didn't hate it, but it wasn't my favorite.
Well,
I'll
and
tell
I,
you that.
You know, I felt it was super light. I mean, this yeah. to me is just as light as any Connecticut out there. I think, you know, he talks about it being very balanced, flavorful, and this, that, and the other. But, you know, but it wasn't.
You're talking about the bowl or the cigar?
Yes. We can talk some bowl.
Yeah. You know, and I found it to be, you know, it had a little bit of must to it, a little bit of pepper. Wasn't terrible. I definitely, it's like almost something you would walk a dog with.
Yeah.
Mow the yard.
Mm.
Something you don't have to pay attention to. Construction was great.
Yeah.
Still, again, didn't have a construction issue. You know,
agreed.
Mike, what are you going to pull out of your butt today?
Well, you know, I think the one thing that across this whole product line is the common filler and binder that they're using is just, I just don't like the,
yeah.
the that combo. And I think that's what everybody is picking up on is even as they're moving towards, you know, different external wrappers or sizes or shapes.
Sure.
That, you know, that combo that they have for their filler is just, I don't know. There's
yeah. there, I it, do like it, his size his preferences, though. Between a 52 and a 55.
Oh.
You're so talking about a smaller size.
Wait a second.
Hi, I'm Kristen with Dancewear Solutions. Today we're going to be demonstrating how to measure girth.
Ooh.
Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure. Place it at the center of the shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it down through the crotch.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
This is a good
back
part.
Back up again.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure it's going over the widest part.
Yeah, of your ass. All right. Well, what are we going to give that, folks? We'll give that one a 3. I get the pleasure of discussing, this is probably the cigar that I like the most in the lineup, the Midnight Bender. The Midnight Bender. It is handmade in Dominican Republic at Tabacalera de Hoyato.
Yeah.
These cigars incorporated
now.
Well-aged Dominican Piloto, Cubano, and Ligero filler and binder with an aged Mexican San Andreas wrapper. Working towards the strongest flavor profile yet, as San Andreas has to be the highlight. They use the same Dominican binder found in our Bushwhacker line, which we'll talk about in a minute, but added the extra firepower that comes with the Double Arrow blend. Named after the son of Bodacious, a famous bull, these cigars are definitely strong and free. Now, I will say this. I did not get the Lajero in this. I got the San Andreas, and I think that was its saving grace. I think that the blend was good, but it wasn't anything to like write home about. It was a good, like, if as far as if I was owned this company and was making a core line, that would be the staple. You know, I would start there. I would start there. We get a little excited over here.
Yes.
I would start
simmer
there,
down there, Mike.
And then I would progress.
Yeah. So do you feel like the age, like, are these more aged than the others? Because I felt like an age would help some of these.
Well, so there comes a time when you're aging a cigar or a leaf. You've got the best point of prime, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it just starts to taper off after then.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the aged, like you'll find, who's a good example?
Throw a dart.
Yeah, Leo.
Yeah.
With Nova.
Yeah.
You know, she, most of her tobacco is 10 year plus aged.
Right.
Before it's even rolled.
Yeah.
And you can tell that it's at that point where it's going to be, they blend well, they taste well, they retain moisture, and it's not dry.
Right.
You know? And when you get to that area, that's your sweet spot.
Right.
And it just seems like some of this line that Robert here has is just a little past its point, and it's they're really dry.
I think that's a common production problem that you have, is that when you don't own the factory,
right,
is that if you're products are not aging as you want, your window is coming up to manufacture your cigars, yeah, and it's go time. If those San Andreas, you know, wrappers are not ready to go, I don't care. We're still running your run during this production window.
It's on the schedule.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so I think that may have been what is catching up with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially because if he runs in smaller batches too, you know, depending on the size of the product he buys at a certain time, that could also determine, you know, the primings that he gets. But yeah, so all in all, this is my favorite one in the lineup. I will say that. And what are we going to give it here? We'll give it a 4. And we'll be right back.
Magnificent.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Rich.
Yeah.
We're going to ask you about this Intimidator.
You know, I wanted to have a cooler stage name like the Intimidator.
Chippendales?
Yes.
Seek the Holy Grail. There.
You can see Rich over here at Chippendales on Tuesdays and Thursdays and twice on Sundays.
The Intimidator is made with a Mexican San Andreas wrapper covering a Dominican grown binder and filler. They wanted to go big with this one. Full with full flavor and full strength. You guys feeling intimidated yet? You should, since it's named after the famous bucking bull called the Intimidator.
Well, let me just stop you right there, sir. Because there's only one Intimidator, and his name's Earnhardt, okay?
And it's actually the Intimidator.
Intimidator.
Yeah.
Excuse.
Are we going to be rating this a that's a, three? That's a,
no, not yet. We no, might be just up. Off of principle.
Yeah. But, yeah, not very intimidating, be honest with you.
Yeah.
Again,
when I was having this cigar, I felt like I was turning left all day long.
Oh, I hope so. Tell him, man. Just left turns all day. Raise hell and praise Dale. All right. Boy. So, this cigar is like, it's just a. It was just bland.
Yeah.
Like,
I felt that.
I don't know. Other than crap, what they'd be full of. And I'm not saying it's crap. That's a joke, folks. Don't take it hard. But like, honestly, like I did not get a full bodied.
No, not at all.
Cigar in
and
the
you,
bunch.
And you know, and part of this may be the expectations, right? Like if you're selling something that's going to be bold, that's supposed to be bold.
Yeah.
Make it bold. You know, I found this one very.
So I would chalk that up to like 50% marketing.
Yeah.
50% of their taste buds, because again, as we state in Cigar 101, taste is subjective.
True.
Right?
True.
So what's full for somebody might be mild or light for us, because we'll smoke double, triple Ajeros and take them to the dome and love it. You know, there's your spice bomb. But again, I will give it to them. The use of that San Andreas wrapper.
Yeah.
You know, it covers a multitude of bad things, but man, I struggled with it.
Yeah.
And what sucks for me is like we did an interview with Robert.
Not
great guy. What was his name?
Greg.
I said Robert earlier. I'm sorry. I was thinking about Robert.
Greg's
here.
A great guy.
Yeah. Greg.
Yeah, check him out. We did a
absolutely
last
wonderful
year.
Guy.
Robert is his better looking cousin.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely just wonderful. Had Greg a nice conversation with him.
Yeah.
Gave us the cigars. We've let them age. You know, they've been aging for 6 months in our humidor before we do this show.
Yeah.
All around just helpful. Just was like, man, I'm just happy to be here. Thank you guys for doing this.
And you know, this guy, he is passionate about, you know, I mean, his story is, you know, he wanted to get into this industry because of his love for cigars. He started, you know, he was sitting out in his garage by himself enjoying cigars and just said, you know, I want to get into this. So what?
I think our interview is up on our Instagram.
It's on. Yeah. Look it up. I think, what did he say, 2017?
2017 is when he started this.
I feel like he has got some room to grow.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think with his passion, he'll get there.
I think he has a bright future, for sure. Yeah. I hope that the complexity starts to hit for him in his cigar blending or whatever factory he's using.
I have like this whole scene playing through my head of Barger sitting in his garage, you know, staring at a stripper pole and going, you know, this is just not going to work effectively. You know, that he's gonna be going,
it's hard to stare at it when you're on it.
I'm staring at that pole and I'm really thinking this is something I want to pursue in my life.
Yeah.
You know,
I just couldn't find heels to fit my double wide foot. You know? Got these hobbit feet. Can't put them in heels.
Kinky boots.
That's right.
Kinky boots, baby.
Why does it smell like pina colada in here?
Uh-huh. Is that latex?
The smell of fake coconut.
That's right. That's right. But okay, so what are we going to give this Intimidator here? We'll give it a 3. Room for improvement. Room for improvement. All right, so about this lineup, guys. First of all, Greg, thank you for giving us the product to try. Yeah. And I hope you don't take our insults to heart, because we're just having a blast.
Just a few rednecks sitting around.
Just a few rednecks in a garage here with a stripper pole. Mike, get off the pole. Anyway, so what do you think, Robert? Tell me some thoughts.
So I would say, as far as the whole line we got to smoke, I would smoke them again.
Yeah, I'd give them a try again.
Yeah, I didn't hate any of them. I enjoyed them. I actually liked the Intimidator. I thought it was a good... because it was that medium full,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of hit, I think, what he's going for. I didn't have a problem with that because I love San Andreas. You could put San Andreas.
The San Andreas. I definitely like the San Andreas. I
absolutely love San Andreas.
Yeah, 100%.
You could wrap San Andreas on a tire and I'd smoke it. And I mean, I love.
I mean, we may have.
Well, and I have to say this. This whole, smoking these was, it was a challenge. Not because of the cigars, but because we are in Nashville and we just experienced this, ice storm of the century.
Yeah.
And I don't smoke inside my house.
Yeah. Well, we got to talk about that.
Yeah. So, it was a challenge.